I came in contact with a lot of the French people because there were a lot of those there at that base also. And just different times, different places I've been in contact with. They're good people. If they like you, they'll do anything in the world for you. But don't get them to not like you. You better move on.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Say the child was just learning to dress himself. The mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here.
Put your clothes on.
Or if she hands it to him, she'd say, here, what, your clothes, here?
Here's your clothes, put them on.
Okay. And say if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared, I
won't hurt you.
Okay. And say if I asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, No, it
wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as
a scrap of cloth.
Okay. And if you went into a store and maybe they had a new kind of cheese and they wanted you to try it, they'd offer you a free
sample.
And if a woman saw a dress that she liked a lot, she'd say, that dress is very
pretty.
Or it's just
gorgeous.
Okay. And what might a woman wear over a dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Pen.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And the kind of metal that they would put on roofs a lot.
10.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
His best. Sunday best.
That'd be a...
his dress clothes.
Do you remember when they had the three-piece?
Yes.
What was that?
It was the pants, the coat, and the vest.
Any other name for pants?
Trousers. Now they call them slacks. And breeches used to be the name.
Say if a man had just bought the coat and the pants and the vest, if he had just bought it would be a
new suit.
Okay. And say if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you might ask someone, would you run inside and
get my coat?
And what it to me?
And bring it to me.
Okay. So you say, so then he went inside and
got the coat.
And
brought it to me.
And you say, here I have
brought your coat.
Okay. And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
what? It fit.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulgy.
And you say, that sure used to fit me till I washed it and it
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this new shirt won't.
Don't shrink.
And say if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Okay. Would you say that about a man?
Well, sometimes.
What if she likes to, you know, spend a lot of time in front of the mirror and...
oh, she's primping.
Do men do that?
Some.
What would you call a man who, or a woman who primps a lot? Do you ever hear the expression, a jelly bean?
He's a jelly bean?
Yeah, well, what does that mean exactly?
That means he's it. He's the stuff. Most of the time, the expression, he thinks he's a jelly bean.
Would you say that about a woman?
No, I don't think.